Welcome back. Well, good news on the jobs front. Increased demand for the new Ranger and Range Raptor will see Ford South Africa hiring an additional 1,200 workers to push production. The American-owned motor company has invested over 11 billion rand in South Africa since 2009. Neil Hill, who's MD of Ford Southern Africa, joins us to discuss the operating environment and the potential returns for both the country and the company. Thanks so much, Neil, for joining us in studio this evening. So we have Ford looking to increase its South African workforce by more than 25%. That equates to roughly 1,200 employees as you introduce a third daily weekday shift into your production at your vehicle assembly plant in Silverton. First of all, it's almost hard to believe, where a third production shift means more supply into what we're continuously talking about as a weak demand scenario. So what's motivating the move?
Well, firstly, thank you very much for the great for the opportunity to be here this evening and just talk about what we're doing. But certainly the excitement that we have is the fact that we are seeing demand continuing to grow both domestically and also from an export basis for the range of vehicles that we produce, which is the Ford Ranger and the Ford Ranger Raptor, and also the Ford Everest. But what we're seeing is very strong demand coming out of our Europe partners, where Ranger is the number one selling pickup in a lot of the leading European markets. So that is really driving a lot of the activity. And then also we've been launching a facelift on our vehicles, which we started in about April this year. And the reaction to that particular action that we took has been very, very positive. And the key there was adding new, more fuel-efficient 2-litre single and bi-turbo engines.
Yeah.
So they've really done very well, both domestically and also internationally.
You've got annual production capacity sitting at 168,000 units, which is 58,000 vehicles more than your original capacity when your Ranger program started back in 2011. What would this now take production levels to?
So this moves us up to the order of about 120, 125,000 units based on the current shift pattern that we're going to be introducing, with the ability to flex a little bit more if we need to based on continuing growing demand.
Okay, so as you do that, talk us through the kind of competitive muscle you're boasting specifically in the international arena.
So it's really about the desirability of the product, the standard features that we offer in the vehicle, the specification, and then also very importantly, the quality of the vehicle. So we're seeing very positive reaction from our customers in Europe, as well as our customers domestically. But it's a combination of the whole package. It's the refinement of the drive. It's the fuel economy, which especially with the new engines that we've introduced, have really seen a good step change in terms of fuel economy. So it's ticking a lot of boxes in terms of what the customers are actually looking for in vehicles.
And what the vehicle is putting on the table from a pricing perspective, though, what are we looking at in that regard? Because when we talk manufacturing in South Africa,
yep,
we talk rising cost of production that impedes your competitive edge, feeding into that, of course, cost of labor, cost of electricity supply, when we do have electricity supply. Just how much pressure is that exerting?
Well, it continues to be a very delicate balancing act, and I think the key opportunity for us is how we look very carefully at maximizing not only local content that we're putting into the vehicles, we also look very carefully at the European Free Trade Agreement in terms of originating content. So it becomes a very delicate balancing act in terms of all of those different factors, plus also utilizing the automotive industry's development plan that we've been working very closely with as a manufacturing body in South Africa, so the NAMSA body, working very closely with government. So this is something that we've looked at, how we can, you know, really utilize all the different incentives that the government has put on the table, but also providing a vehicle that's very well accepted in those markets. So,
to what extent are you getting local content feed through into your vehicles? Because we were just having a conversation with the CEO of House of Monatic, and certainly in the textile industry, those inputs not coming through as successfully.
Yeah. So currently on the Ranger and the Everest vehicles that we produce locally, we're running at just over 40% local content. So that's certainly something that we've continued to look very carefully at. And you know, we know that we've got a lot of work left to do in terms of that, especially when you start looking at the new MIDP program that we are going to be working under going forward, where we need to increase that to 60%. So that's a very concerted effort that both we at Ford Motor Company, but also the industry have, is in terms of how do we grow the local supply, supply base in South Africa to be able to meet those local content requirements. And that really protects us also from exchange volatility, which can have a dramatic impact on the cost of production as well.
Of course, government's role in all of this is central too. So to what extent have you seen a shift in the kind of conversation you're having with those in the new administration?
Well, certainly the engagement that we've been having has been very positive. I think that there's a very real understanding that in order for us to have the manufacturing base that we do have, and when I talk about that, talking about the seven OEMs who produce in South Africa, we all contribute in the automotive industry in South Africa, actually contributes 7% of national GDP. So we're a sizable chunk of the country in terms of economic activity, and it's important that we as a collective work very closely with government. So there's been a very close level of cooperation. And this, I think, is really an epitome of where your public and private sectors work very closely together to protect and nurture a key piece of the South African manufacturing business in the economy.
Okay, so we've talked about one of the ways you're working to mitigate against a rising cost risk in your business. This is the latest investment speaking to you investing in South Africa, and I guess that's the big story. As others still apply the brakes, especially in the manufacturing space, sussing out how the political and in turn a political climate is going to evolve, to what extent have you been holding back? I mean, where's your spend sitting right now compared to what you have invested over the years?
So we've taken this as a view in terms of we are playing the long-term game. And one of the things that we look very carefully at is what is our strategic footprint? Where do we see this being and South Africa in particular, being a strategic player in terms of our supply chain? And a key component of that is ease and access to the markets. So when it comes to our actual investment into the market and what we've been investing, we've certainly had a very clear timetable. We've discussed and looked at all of the risks that exist in South Africa. But at the same time, there comes a point at where you need to make the investment decision and you need to commit and work on it as it transpires.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it there. Neil, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Neil Hill is MD of Ford SA.